What the hell am I looking at, Jeff?
A surge of annoyance threatened to overwhelm Dr. Ella Massey's practiced serenity. She was the lead geneticist heading up Exogen's GMO division. She worked with hundreds of people, from hard laborers to farmers to marketing gurus and her fellow geneticist. Of all the people she encountered, it was her own ilk that burrowed under her skin and scratched at her nerves. The more brilliant the scientist, the more frustrating she found them. And Jeff Sexton topped the charts in both brilliance and irritating habits, the worst of which was his inability to give a straight answer.
You tell me,
he said, wiping soil from the knees of his white clean suit. Like most of the gene hackers working for Exogen, Sexton didn't just work in a sterile lab. He got in the dirt, observing growth patterns and rates and water consumption and crop yield. They could have had cheap labor work the dirt, but Massey wanted her people to feel connected to the job, to care about it. When that happened, people worked harder, and in a field ruled by the mind, that meant her staff was working even when not at work. They woke up with new ideas, beat her to the office, finished ahead of schedule. And that was how they were going to beat the competition, which in Exogen's David and Goliath scenario was just Sansio. Of course, they had Sansio to thank for the relaxed regulations on genetically modified foods. The corporation had pretty much paved the way for, and paid for, the laws that gave Exogen the freedom to modify food however they saw fit. Most of the time, it was exciting, groundbreaking work with a potential to alter the fate of the human race. But during moments like this,
I see corn.
Use your eyes, El.
She shot him a look over the top of her narrow glasses.
Dr. Massey,
Sexton corrected as he bounced on his feet, a belled head away from acting like a court jester. She'd never seen the man so worked up before.
Maybe this will be worthwhile if I can figure out what put the ants in his pants.
She stepped into the 100-foot-long greenhouse. The blue sky above was bold and blue, the sun blazing down on them. The curved glass ceiling would have been all but invisible if not for the white support structure. The room looked more like it belonged on a space station, except for the corn. Rows of it. She stepped up to the nearest ear, gripped the husk, and peeled it down, revealing a grid of bright yellow bulbous corn kernels.
Zia maize indenta,
she said, identifying the dense strain of corn used for feed, processed foods, and industrial products, meaning it was some of the most common corn on the planet. Nothing special.
If it's been modified from our Dent Y strain, I'm not seeing how.
And maybe you should use your nose, he said.
Seriously?
The man just jounced around, waiting for her to stumble upon his discovery. She smelled the corn through the filter in her suit. Nothing special. She snapped off the ear and tossed it deeper into the greenhouse, then wheeled around on Sexton. Her lungs filled with pressure, preparing to vent, but then she noticed a different smell. She paused, turned back to the corn, and sniffed. She could smell the corn, lots of it. The odor had become so familiar to her that she rarely ever ate the stuff. Nose lifted, she stepped deeper inside the greenhouse and quickly became aware of a second sensation. Her skin prickled from dry heat. Her eyes began to sting. Before realizing what she was doing, Massey crouched down into the shade of the corn stalks. But even in that twilight shadow, she could see there was something wrong with the soil. It wasn't soil at all. It was sand. She stood as though electrocuted, wheeling around towards Sexton.
How much water have you given them?
He smiled.
Not a drop.
She looked at the lush corn.
That's not possible.
It's the roots, he said. They're deep.
How deep?
Sexton cleared his throat with a smile.
20 feet.
With wide eyes, she turned to the corn again. The parts of the plants she could see were just a small tip of the hole, with the rest being underground, stretching down to the water table, which in this part of New Mexico was deep.
20 feet deep, apparently.
As the initial surprise and wonder began to ebb, Massey caught sight of the number on the greenhouse door, C8.
Eight? I thought you were working in 7. Not like you to make mistakes.
His smile looked wide enough to lift the top half of his head clean off.
Come with me.